KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 28 with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, putting a bit of a bite into the air. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, the southern half of Iowa is digging out this morning from the first major winter storm of the season. The National Weather Service reports Oskaloosa received 17 inches of snow. Osceola, 16. Knoxville had 14 inches. Sigourney received a foot of snow. Alvia and Milo each have 11 inches. Hamburg and Bettendorf reported 9 inches, and the Iowa City and Davenport areas around 6 inches. The Iowa State Patrol says there were 86 crashes and 126 stranded motorists on Sunday. School is delayed or canceled in many communities hit by the snowstorm. And in southwest Iowa, there are no classes today in Bedford, Creston, Orient Maxburg, Southwest Valley, and Stanton. Also, there is a two-hour late start today for the Clarinda Community School District. Classes at Southwestern Community College will start at 9:40, with their offices opening up at 9:30. Well, the Creston Police Department reports this morning there were 4 arrests over the Thanksgiving holiday period. At around 2:44 a.m. on Sunday, 24-year-old Justin Garcia of Raymondville, Texas, was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. On a Thursday, 27-year-old Anthony Cross of Creston was arrested at his home for violating a protection order. Cross was later released from the Union County Jail on bond. Also on Thursday, 32-year-old Joshua Baker of Leon was arrested in Creston for theft in the fifth degree and possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense. Baker was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And last Wednesday, 47-year-old John Pace of Creston was arrested at his home on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. Pace was released to the custody of Adams County deputies. A traffic stop at around 2:40 p.m. Saturday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on a drug charge. Red Oak police, while talking with the driver, 21-year-old Demetrius A. Smith of Omaha, they could smell a strong odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. A search of the vehicle resulted in the recovery of a small amount of marijuana and a scale. Smith was taken into custody for possession of marijuana. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police said also that 32-year-old Gordon Thomas Ryan of Dubuque was arrested at around 12:20 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Highway 48. And Ryan was charged with OWI first offense. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, 2 firefighters were injured battling a house blaze in Des Moines. Fire trucks were dispatched to the house at around 5:30 a.m. Saturday. Fire Lieutenant Chris Clement says the injuries occurred when one firefighter fell through a weakened floor into the house basement, landing on top of another firefighter. Both were taken to a hospital and released after treatment. Their names have not yet been released. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Officials in north central Colorado have released the names of 2 people who were killed when their vehicle was struck by a stolen vehicle in Fort Collins, Colorado. The Laramie County Coroner's Office said the victims of Thursday morning's crash were 55-year-old John Neese of Cedar Rapids and his daughter, 38-year-old Nicole Neese of Fort Collins. Authorities say the stolen vehicle involved in the fatal collision was used to crash into a pawn shop where guns had been stolen a few hours later. Fort Collins police said Friday that 19-year-old Marcus Orozco was arrested on suspicion of burglary, eluding, and motor vehicle theft in connection with the break-in. Police say more charges were possible pending the outcome of an investigation into the wreck. John Rick Neese had served as a teacher for the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Community School District since 2005. A 13-year-old girl is accused of leading police in eastern Iowa on a high-speed chase early Sunday morning. According to reports, police in Bluegrass tried to pull over a van whose driver and or occupants were suspected in attempted car break-ins. The teenage driver fled the scene at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. The chase concluded when officers used a pit maneuver to end the pursuit. The 13-year-old driver and 5 other people in the van were taken into custody. The vehicle had been reported stolen from Rock Island. 3 law enforcement vehicles sustained minor damage during the chase. Amtrak ridership in Iowa has dropped more than 4%. The Des Moines Register reported over the weekend that nearly 58,000 people boarded Amtrak passenger trains at Iowa's 6 stations during the 12 months that ended on September 30th. And that's more than 4% down from the previous year, nearly 16% less than Iowa's record ridership of 2010. The California Zephyr, that is, travels daily eastbound and westbound through Iowa, stopping at Burlington, Mount Pleasant, Ottumwa, Osceola, and Creston. The Southwest Chief stops in Fort Madison. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri blames the decline on more people driving due to low gasoline prices. He also thinks higher performing vehicles lead more people to drive themselves. Iowa rail advocates also note that Amtrak has cut its ticket agents at train stations, making it harder to buy at a depot. In our funeral announcements, Francis Paul Cron, age 55, of Littleton, Colorado, died November 18th. A massive Christian burial for Francis Cron will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donna Bell Adkins Fassel, age 78, of Earlham, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Memorial services for Donna Fassel will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Earlham has the arrangements. Dr. Ralph Smith, age 97, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. No services are planned for Dr. Ralph Smith, but visitation will be held at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic this evening from 4 until 6 o'clock. Joanne Elaine Nolf, age 74, of Waukee, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Joanne Nolf will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Donna Kessler, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Donna Kessler will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Jensen, age 92, of Greenfield, died November 15th. Funeral services for Ruth Jensen will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Joseph John Peterson, age 84, of Walnut, died Saturday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Joseph Peterson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Bruce Carl, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Bruce Carl will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.